the knights to fight against them with swords and shields. In the big ballroom of the castle, hundreds of crest shields hang. Each shield is decorated with a picture, and they all have a story to tell. This is the story of the Knight of the Red Rosehip. Behind the elf castle was a meadow, where the yellow flowers stood close in the grass. One day, the knight Acorn went there with his girlfriend Rosehip. He was the youngest knight in the castle. Out here, he could practice in peace and quiet with his sword, while Rosehip gave him tips and good advice. Suddenly, a strange knight came galloping into the meadow. His horse was black as coal, and his armor red as fire. He jumped off the horse and yelled loudly, "The elves are a bunch of cowardly rats. No one here dares meet me in battle." "Where does he come from?" asked Rosehip. "I wonder who he is." But Acorn had already lifted his sword. He ran forward and yelled, "Come on, you wretch! I will make you eat your own words. No one comes here and speaks ill of the elves." Then the battle was in full action. Acorn fought the best he had learned. The strange knight drew back, step for step. Then he yelled, "Catch him, creep!" In that very moment, the horse turned into a monster with four long arms. The monster jumped on Acorn's back and flung its arms around him. "Well done, creep," said the Red Knight. "Now, off we go." Rosehip wanted to help Acorn, but there was no time. A forceful whirlwind caught hold of Creep, Acorn, and the knight and carried them far away from the castle. They landed far out in the forest, by the ruins of an old fortress. "Two against one! That is not how real knights fight," Acorn said angrily. "Ha! I am no knight," said the stranger, and dropped his armor. "I am a wizard, and I hate you, elves. You are always trying to stop me when I want to do my foul magic tricks. Now I want my revenge, and I will not stop until all elf knights are in my power." The wizard took the sword and shield from Acorn and hid them in the tower. Creep chained Acorn to the wall with a long iron chain. He hid the key to the lock in a crack in the wall where Acorn could not reach it. Creep was a magical monster who was the servant of the wizard. He was strong as a bear and could change his shape when the wizard needed it. "Just wait and see," Acorn said. "Wait for what?" the wizard laughed. "For me to catch the rest of them fools like I caught you." Then he left with Creep. "I have to warn the others," Acorn thought. "But how?" In an oak tree, a crow sat looking at him. "Crows are smart birds," he thought. "It can fly to the elf castle with a message." He did not have anything to write with, but he came up with something else. In the grass was an acorn. He took a piece of the moss growing on the wall. Lastly, he picked one of the flowers called wizard begonia. He tied the three things together.